Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. To me, there's a storyline this year that in the NHL that isn't being talked about enough, and I think it has a lot to do with, it has to do with the Stars, and it has to do with the Winnipeg Jets. And to me, this is something that I think is going to hopefully get some traction soon as the season progresses. Think about it for a moment. Rick Bowness parts ways from Dallas. We get a new coach, we get Pete DeVore. And where does Rick Bowness go? He goes to Winnipeg. And we're fighting for first place in the Central Division. We're up by 1 point. It feels like Rick Bowness has finally got a team that he can work with. I mean, I think after time, when you get coaching in this league, as long as a guy like Rick Bowness does, you pretty much get set in your ways. I mean, you look at the Winnipeg Jets, they're a pretty veteran team. They may have a handful, maybe have a couple of younger players. But the way the Dallas Stars is, we have a great mixture of youth and veterans. And the young players need a coach that's more hands-on. And Pete DeVore has done a wonderful job of that with our young kids. And I think this is something that needs to be brought up, because I think it needs more of a national spotlight on it. You know, former coach against our new coach. And right now, it's a battle for first. We play the Islanders tonight. They're 2 points out of the wild card, right behind Pittsburgh in the East. They're always a tough game. They're always a very defensive-minded team. It's going to be a really good matchup tonight, even though they're not, you know, the Islanders that we're used to. They're definitely going to be a hard fight tonight. I'm very happy we beat Florida the other night the way we did, in a commanding fashion. And that's a whole nother story, that Florida went from being the President's Trophy winner from a year ago to barely at 500 right now. Not sure what they're going to do about that. I mean, they went out and got Paul Maurice to coach their team. They fired their coach. They brought a new coach in. That's a whole nother story. But like I said, the storyline is Rick Bowness finally in a position to succeed. And I hope that Dallas doesn't take Winnipeg lightly. You know, I think we played 3 games against them this year, and we only won 1 of the 3. And they're playing very good. And we just got to keep doing what we're doing, and that's getting points. And for the most part, our point getting is very consistent this year. And we don't usually lose more than 2 in a row before we go on a winning streak. So I still feel like we're the best team in the West. I mean, if you look at it, the Golden Knights have a couple more points than we do, but I still think we're more balanced than they are. And I don't think we played them this year. And that's going to be an interesting matchup when we get a chance to play against them. So, remember, the storyline of the year is the battle for first in the Central Division. Pete DeVore versus Rick Bowness. And I just wish that the NHL in its entirety would talk more about it, because I think it's going to be an incredible storyline towards the end of the year. You know, we're at 41 games, So we're right at the halfway point of the season. I think this is something that needs to be brought up to the NHL world. And it's going to be a very fun finish, in my opinion, between these two. I love the fact that at 41 games, we're not talking about how we're going to get in via wild card. That we are in the top three, that we're on the top of the division, that we're battling for points left and right. This is a very exciting hockey season. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars!